Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Damon Brews Show. Welcome back to our good friend Rusty Simmons, who covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. I mean, 20 in a row, Rusty. What can you really say? What can you even write other than 20 in a row? That's insane.
Yeah, it is. It is insane. It's so insane that the Maroons, the team you're talking about, they disbanded the league after they started 20-0. So the NBA might not exist after the Warriors are done with this thing.
There you go. The Warriors are breaking professional basketball competition as we know it. It's over. I saw an article today, 538.com, about how Steph Curry's basically breaking basketball. And one of the things that they got at was that Curry has identified there's no such thing as him shooting too many threes. I mean, we grew up watching basketball where coaches would tell you, that's too many threes. This is too, not, you know, Reggie Miller is one of the best shooters of my lifetime. Reggie never had a green light like this. No one's ever deserved a green light like this.
Yeah, and this has been something that people have told Steph forever. In high school, they wanted him to shoot more. Every pro coach he's had has told him shoot more. And it's just not his natural thing. He's a player magnet, wants guys to be involved. So he's always done his thing, but he's also passed and deferred to other guys. And finally, with the coaching and analytics, he finally realized it is not a bad shot anytime I shoot. And before the last game in Charlotte, he was launching things from the logo at half court. And that is something he's practicing now because he realizes teams are going to defend him out that far, so he's going to make himself better. He's going to extend his range.
Well, and it's just insane because right now I saw a stat today that he is 4-for-10 on shots of 30 feet or more. While Cleveland, Houston, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Hawks, the Celtics, the Nets, the Hornets, the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Bucks, the Pelicans, the Magic, the Suns, the Spurs, and the Jazz are combined with Washington, of course, to go 4-for-119 from the same distance. Curry's 4-for-10, half the NBA's 4-for-119 from that
distance.
And
he shoots, and he makes it look effortless. He shoots with a flick of the wrist from 30 feet. The Warriors, after every shoot-around, or most of them, have a half-court competition, and they're not allowed to bet, so I'm sure there's no money on it. But they put Steph Curry under the basket now. He's not even allowed to be part of it, and everybody else takes shots from half-court. He's so good that he would win it every time. He's out of the competition. But they let the training staff, the PR staff, the coaches are all involved in it. And when you watch grown men try to shoot from half-court, it's a hard thing. When Steph walks back there, it's a flip of the wrist. It's so effortless. It's remarkable what he does.
It really is crazy. By the way, nothing puts the MVP in his place like turning him into a glorified ball shagger for a half-point shooting contest.
Exactly,
I don't
right.
know too many MVPs who would agree to do that. That's awesome. We got Rusty Simmons joining us here talking about 20 in a row, and obviously Curry's been the headliner. If he's Jordan, who's his Pippen? I really think it's Draymond Green.
Yeah, absolutely. Except Pippen didn't say as much until Jordan was gone and he refused to go in the game if he wasn't taking the last shot. Pippen didn't say nearly as much as Draymond. And from his first day with the Warriors, Draymond was ready to talk and he was ready to say what was ever on his mind. So I think that differentiates him a little bit, but he does do everything similar to Pippen. Defense comes first, similar to Pippen. And he makes everybody around him better, which is very similar to Scotty. So I like that.
Tell me a little bit about the atmosphere in his hometown last night. That's as much Curry that has ever been spread over a single NBA moment between his son's performance and Dell getting his jersey retired or honored at halftime, whatever it was. It seemed like a remarkable night for that family.
Yeah, I should have known going into it because I've seen Curry on every big stage in the world rise to the occasion. He did it at Madison Square Garden and Staples, and Anytime there's an all-star game or a stage where people are watching the NBA Finals, he steps up his game. We saw it in the NCAA tournament before he was ever a pro. So I should have known that he would take this stage and run with it. But I kind of wondered. There was so much attention on him, and it was his father's night. And he had a slow start, but then he came out at halftime and saw Dell get honored and celebrate and get the key to the city, and that just kind of set him off, and he went crazy in the third quarter. He scored 28 points, and he kept looking over at the bench, and he saw finally that Luke Walton was not going to let him play in the fourth quarter. He just decided, I'm scoring every time I get a chance, and then he went crazy in the third. It was fun to watch.
Now, in a crazy way, without tampering, do you think that Dell Curry night in front of Steph was the Charlotte franchise's first non-official official courting of Steph Curry for his final contract after the 2028 season?
Oh, 100% chance. I mean, the local reporters who were there were asking about his favorite football team, the Carolina Panthers. Most of those guys, including Cam Newton, came to the game. They did everything short of putting up a billboard that said, "Please, Curry." They were courting him. But they have been for 7 years. I mean, they've been talking to him about coming home forever.
What do you think interest Steph would have in that? He seems way too smart to walk away from any sort of a winner while he's in his prime. But do you think, like, the heartstrings of his career might tug him to sign a 3-year goodbye deal in Charlotte when he's long past this version of Steph Curry?
Yeah, my answer would have been different 3, 4, 5 years ago. I think he would have considered Charlotte and any other place. But now he knows what he's got. He's got the perfect complement in the backcourt with him and a team around him that's really unselfish and championship proven. So he's going to be here during his prime years. But I think there is a chance that one day he goes back. He always says it would be great to play in Charlotte, to play in front of his home crowd. So I think there's a day 15, 20 years into his career where he could stand in the corner and shoot three-pointers for the Hornets.
Look at it this way. I've seen Jim Barnett knock down threes and loafers. So imagine what Curry will be able to do at the end of his career. We've got Rusty Simmons.
A baseline competition between those two would be pretty good.
A pay-per-view ready. It really is. Rusty Simmons from the San Francisco Chronicle here on 95.7 The Game. One last note on last night. Was Jordan there? Did you see him at all? He wasn't on TV.
He was not there, and it was surprising because they brought out just about every dignitary that they could to present Dell Curry with his awards and to celebrate him. So it was a little surprising. I guess maybe because Stephen Curry's an Under Armour guy and not a Jordan brand guy, that might have had something to do with it, or maybe I'm overthinking.
Wow. I didn't think of that, but I'll tell you what, Jordan is such a brand ambassador. I wonder if that did have anything to do with it, because I mean, no one's snubbing Dell Curry night. Dell Curry doesn't have an enemy in basketball.
Or in the world.
Right. Yeah, he's not on Jordan's elite secret enemies list or anything like that. What can you tell us about Harrison Barnes? Does he rejoin this team on the road trip?
I don't think he plays on the road trip. It's a high ankle sprain, which sometimes can be 6 weeks. And I think the Warriors are going to and have the right to be very cautious with him. There's no sense of rushing him out there. But as soon as I say that, 2 days ago at practice, he was out there shooting one-footed shots in socks. So I know he's itching to get out there, but I don't think it's going to be on this road trip.
Speaking of a return, have you heard anything about Steve Kerr? And might it reach the point where this team is on such cruise control, he might even stay away under the premise of, it can't get any better with me, there's no reason for me to shake it up?
Yeah, he jokes about it, that he doesn't want to mess up the streak and he's not going to come back while they're doing this, but that's not what the situation is. He's doing everything that he can. When they're at home, he's watching practices and he's part of the planning for that. When they have games at home, he addresses the team and sits in the coach's office and watches the game on TV. He took a flight with them to L.A. and addressed them before shoot around. So anything he can do, he is doing because he's such a competitor. But he physically can't be an NBA coach right now. When you have spinal fluid leak, it's a serious deal. He's still dealing with the headaches and a lack of energy, and when it's that kind of thing, there's a change in personality, and he can't be an NBA coach right now, and he knows that. The good news is that the Warriors have the best doctors in the world, and they got a real competitor trying to fight this thing. So he'll be back. It's just not going to be anytime soon.
What, if any, credit would you give the little bit of presence Steve Nash has had around this team when it comes to all the things that go into the stew that create the 20-0 start? I mean, I heard Nash's name mentioned in the preseason, and I haven't really heard him since. Looking for differences between this year and last, he's one of them. How significant a presence does he have around this team, either physically or in mental prep?
Yeah, it hasn't been significant yet. He was around a little bit during the preseason, and he gave a master's class in pick and roll, which probably made everyone within earshot 100 times better than they were. And then when the team was down in Southern California for a lot of training camp, he was involved with that. But he hasn't been around a ton yet. When he does come around, he's going to have an impact. And Stephen Curry said this the other day, that he's building up film, game tape, that he wants to show Nash so that they can sit down and talk it over together. One of the things Curry wants to do is become a better decision maker, and Nash will certainly help with that. And I think that'll happen in the days to come.
All right, here's our final question. What concerns you more about this back-to-back, that DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry might run the legs out from underneath the Warriors in Toronto, or the residue of that when they go and play the Nets the next night, who were the biggest surprise from a competition standpoint this Warrior team has seen all season long so far?
Of those two options, I would definitely say Brooklyn on a back-to-back. Brooklyn broke the Warriors' last long streak. They took them to overtime this year, so that scares me. But really, the second back-to-back of this road trip is the one I'd be looking at. I know Milwaukee stinks, but it's the last game of a seven-game trip, 2 weeks long, and I'm sure that Luke Walton's threat of resting guys is really going to happen at some point. I think it's going to be that game.
Always good to talk to you, Rusty. Thanks so much, man, and enjoy the ride. Is there a number in your mind that this gets to? Do you want to go there? Do you want us to give us your number? We'll be talking about a 28-game win streak, a 33-game win streak, a 47-game win streak. Where does it end?
Well, I always root for my story, so they'll be at 33 on Christmas against Cleveland. That'd be a fun one to write.
Oh, hey, cancel Christmas right now, because that would be the biggest story in the world. Thank you so much, Rusty. Great to see you, man.
Thanks, Damon. I appreciate you.
Rusty Simmons.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.